nice little remix with the police cars in the background. That was awesome.
Yeah, you know, I dial up the finest here.
All right, welcome back to Charlie and Me, our 22nd episode. If our podcast was in formative years, it'd be about to graduate.
That's scary.
Looking for a job, figuring it out. But we have a good podcast signed up for you. If you are not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're here, but we appreciate you listening. If you are friends and family, we had a fun one lined up, and we'll keep going right along here. What's new?
Good weekend. Great weekend. Saw our college friends Joe Wacker and Ryan Trapp. Was able to watch Joe and his band Syrup Finger. Shout out Syrup Finger. Play live for the first time.
Why don't we open with their music?
What?
Why didn't we open with their music?
I don't know. I'm not that on top of it.
Oh.
So that was nice. And then hung out with some high school buddies on Friday. We got traffic.
Burning down the house?
Yeah, I had some good high school buddies on Friday. Went down to Wrigleyville, went out. So it was a good time, good weekend. What about you?
I didn't do much at all. I watched the Cubs on Friday. Went home, watched a lot of Shark Week. We're going to need a bigger boat. Watch Jaws. Love that movie.
I didn't watch any Shark Week.
That's pretty disappointing. It was pretty solid. Saw a lot of great videos of sharks. This year was themed like underneath the water. You know, they've done the one through like breaching and everything. So they wanted to show more of the sharks in the water. It was amazing. I don't know.
Fun story about Shark Week. So I used to go to surf camp when I was in grade school, 7th, 8th grade. And it was always the week after Shark Week. Ooh. So I'd spend the whole week before watching Shark Week and then go surf for a week. Great. It was great.
That's a really good way to, like, just get your nerves up before you go swimming shark infested waters.
Yeah. And then there was one time there was some dolphins swimming out right behind us.
Yeah.
And my mom was there watching, and she goes, "Shark, get out of the water! Get out of the water!" She's waving her purse over her head.
Her purse?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congrats on surviving the shark attack. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm a survivor.
Awesome.
Survivor.
Other than that, I had a pretty laid back weekend, and it was nice, so I could use a couple more of those. We got a nice podium here.
Can I introduce it?
Please, be my guest.
We're doing a podium of things that make your day.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little upbeat you get, and it's like, yes, okay.
Make my Starts day, off. Charlie. Make my day.
Starts off.
You want to go first? Or you want me to?
No, you go first.
All right.
You go first.
Honestly, things that make my day is waking up early, getting that fresh cup of coffee and reading the paper. That makes my day right away. It's going to be a damn good day if I'm sitting there drinking coffee at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, you are old.
That is my favorite. If I don't have to go to work, you sit there, drink coffee till about 8:30, then you bop around, pick your nose. Oh god, make my day.
My first one is when you wake up, shower, you put a pair of pants on, you put your hand in your pocket, and boom, there's a dollar.
Ooh, that makes it. I found 20 today. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's 20 days made.
I got the full month almost.
That's just, yeah, makes you walk a little lighter in the morning.
Definitely, definitely.
I'm rich.
I got a buck. Got $2. Another good one, just an unexpected phone call. Like a good unexpected phone call.
That was my second one.
Yeah, I love it when someone just randomly calls you. I do it to people all the time, so people might not like it as much as I do. But
you
just randomly call someone or someone randomly calls you, and you're just like, hey, how are you? And then you chat for 15, 20 minutes, just about catch up on life. And then that's exactly what we do with this podcast, too.
Yeah, that's how it started. All right, well, I guess I'll have to go to number three. Especially during college or whenever you've been away from home for a while, going home to, like, your favorite home-cooked meal.
Fuck. Dude, fuck. Man, we're stealing each other's left and right here. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's not much better. Even like when you know it's coming too, so you're thinking about it, the whole like car ride home, and then you walk through the door, you give a hug and like and grab a plate, like boom, boom.
Give a hug, you can just smell like the gravy or whatever it is, just on the stove. Oh my god, that is the best. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, pork me and call me a chicken. Oh god. I think mine is just a nice cold beer after a hard day's work. You do a bunch of like physical labor, and you just sit down, you just pop a cold one and sit back with your feet up. And it's just amazing. Oh.
Yeah. I guess my third one will go kind of similar to that. The moment after you crush a really hard workout and you know it.
Oh yeah, that's a really good one.
That high of this. Yeah. You're just like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah,
I did that.
You feel like basically invincible, but then
you also feel like you just got
absolutely wrecked at the same time.
Mentally, you're like, what's next? Physically, you're like, don't move.
Yeah. Physically, there's no way you could do anything, but then you sit on the couch and feel like you just are a badass. Oh, that's the best.
Conquered the world.
Any honorable mentions?
I had to dig deep for that last one, so I'm fresh out.
Yeah? There's definitely other things that make my mind. Just like making someone smile, cracking a really funny joke, and someone laugh. You make like the entire room laugh at a joke. I've never felt better than when everyone laughs at something you said, unless it wasn't meant to be laughed at. But I don't know. There's a lot of things that make my day.
That friendly smile, or it's like you're at checking out the cashier, said is nice to you. It's like, oh, thanks for not being really mean.
You get like a message from a cute girl. That makes my day. Just like a little hey smiley face. It's like, hey, what's up?
Still got it.
All right, let's get to this interview here. So now we welcome on a good friend of both of ours, the guy who was never our roommate but probably should have been.
He was my roommate for 1 month.
That's right, yeah, for a month.
Yeah, he was paying it through me, though, so... Anyway,
but I live with him.
Trevor Smith, welcome on the show. Trevor basically likes to drink coffee, run, work, and sleep. I'm not sure if you do anything else outside of that, do you?
No.
Yeah, didn't
pretty
think
much.
So.
That's enough. Yeah,
that's everything. But welcome on, Trevor. We're happy to have you.
Thanks, guys.
You know the first question. You know what's coming. What's your favorite Charlie and Me story?
I don't know. I guess top of mind, just going to a party early freshman year.
Nice.
Didn't really know Charlie and Grant. Got to know Charlie a little bit at this one, just because Grant got dragged away because he got his ass kicked by some hockey player at the party.
Oh yeah, that's a memorable first start. That was Kim.
Yeah,
that came up on the first podcast. It comes up way too frequently, I feel.
Comes up a lot.
Hey, who brought that up?
Who was our first?
Austin. We share story time during story time.
Oh, I shared it on myself. Yeah.
I shared it, but okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, you wanted to throw punches back, but I don't think that was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You gave a valiant effort.
You know what? I hung in there a couple rounds, so.
That's true. Hey, you took the punch at least.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hook it like a champ.
Oh yeah, that's an interesting story. Definitely a good start to freshman year. I don't know. It was a start.
You made your impact.
Thanks.
You were known after that.
Actually, he made his impact.
Oh yeah. All right, Trevor. So I know in school you had a couple different majors and you've had a couple different jobs. So I kind of want to know, what's your dream job now?
I don't know. I'd have to say either my own. I'm gonna create my own food brand, or I'm gonna create my own sneaker line.
Nice.
Ooh.
Those are some good options.
I like food. So
yeah, I'll wear your sneakers. Maybe you should do both, and then have like food based sneakers where that like they look like bananas or like, you know what I'm saying?
We can do a collab.
Ooh, yeah, you just like you have all
and
these...
then Charlie and me can sponsor it with our amazing marketing team, and we'll just blast it out there.
Oh yeah, everyone will see it. You'll have you'll have
the 3 minute long ads about my sneaker line.
Oh yeah, we'll actually start. We'll start them already. We'll get going on. So if you haven't heard, Trevor Smith, T Swift speakers. That smells like Taylor Swift. Probably shouldn't say that. We'll work on the name. That'd be crazy. What kind of food would it be? It's probably like just granola and fruit.
You know, I'm a big pizza fan, so maybe my own restaurant chain. You know, like Instant Oats. Like you're on the go in the morning.
Nice.
Like, yo, you're a busy guy. You're both busy guys. You can stop into my oatmeal shop, grab a bowl. I guess you don't really like it.
I don't really like it, but you know, I'll still stop in. Hopefully, they have good coffee.
Yeah, I eat oatmeal. It's gonna be really good coffee. Maybe I don't know from where.
Bagels.
Bagels. Yeah. All right, we can't diversify too much.
Yeah, it's gonna get expensive here pretty soon.
On Saturday, they have a special deal on Baker's Dozen.
Nice.
Yep.
13.
All right, that'd be cool. Right. Well, I definitely support that. If you need need some help, let me know. We'll definitely.
Yeah, you'll probably have to do the financials or something like that.
Yeah, we'll cook the books. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'll engineer for you for exchange for a size 9.
All right, deal.
Sounds like we got a setup. We might as well end the podcast now, and then we can just go.
See you guys. Nice having you.
Just get started on the plan.
Yeah. So as many people know, you moved out to San Francisco after graduation, and then recently moved back to Minneapolis. What was the best and worst parts of living in San Francisco?
Worst parts, I'll start with that. Definitely living with I had a roommate named Neil and his girlfriend every once in a while named Michelle. Neil was about, I'm gonna say, mid-50s, so that was always fun. our rooms were right next to each other. I heard some fights.
Nice.
so that wasn't too fun.
That wasn't a fight, Trevor.
What?
That wasn't a fight.
Yeah. I know. I just couldn't cover it up just so the viewers kept it PG. Yeah.
Nice.
Appreciate it. They're learning.
Best parts is that the entire city's walkable, and you get to see a lot every time you go out your door, so that was always fun to see a bunch of cool stuff. Grant saw some pretty cool stuff too.
Oh yeah,
definitely at all the beaches. He saw some things waved in his face.
I've never seen more naked men running around, and there wasn't you have this idea, like just a childish dream of a nude beach, right? But you don't realize it's just like the creepy guys with their dicks hanging out.
Exactly.
You really want a nude beach to just be like topless women everywhere, you know? It's like every childhood dream. wet dream, sorry. But
jeez.
But it's just these guys, and oh my god. Yeah, it was such a nice view until I stumbled across those.
It was a beautiful night.
So you're saying it's like a YMCA locker room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much. It's essentially a nude beach in the Presidio is essentially a YMC locker room. Yeah. But with a couple more homeless guys.
Yeah. They're all stinky too.
They're definitely not going to the shower, I'll tell you that. Oh yeah. No, I did love those beaches, were great. And we somehow happened to be there on the hottest day like of the year in San Francisco.
Yeah, dude, I still understand that.
100 and some degrees, hiking through the headlands and dying on Mir Beach.
Yeah.
It was good time.
Okay, so Cubs are having a pretty good year. Brewers are trying to compete, you know, being the little brother they are. What are the odds, Trevor? What kind of odds do you give them to beat the Cubs this year?
I don't know. I'm never one to run my mouth about the team except the Packers. But,
I was gonna say the Packers, you seem to run it a lot.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess with baseball, with 162 games, it's tough to do that. But I don't know, time will tell. I mean, it's a close race right now, but it's still July, and the Cubs...
You could say it's just heating up.
It is just heating up, especially when the Cubs can acquire anyone they want.
We got money on day. You see, the Yankees are trying to get Bryce Harper.
They didn't get him.
That's insane. And the Dodgers just got Dozier.
Yeah, they got Dozier from the Twins. That was nuts. I'm not sure why Minneapolis did that, but whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Brewers, they made some acquisitions. They have a solid lineup. But if it was, like, a face-to-face or, had like, head-to-head series with the Cubs, I don't know. It's tough because the Cubs have really good pitching.
Wrigley North.
The Brewers are lacking the pitching. It's all
the pitching staff for the Brewers is not there.
Yeah, their relievers and their closers are okay, but their starting rotation is just crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so if you're not going to give us an expectation on your Brewers, what's going to happen with the Packers this year?
I don't know about a division championship.
But they're going to go to the playoffs?
They're going to go to the playoffs, I'm guessing wild card.
Wild card? All right.
Yeah. What week does Aaron Rodgers get hurt?
Yeah.
I mean...
Or like a thumb injury.
If there has to be a week, I don't know.
Preseason.
I can't even come up with them. Maybe, yeah.
Preseason versus like the Browns or something.
ACL preseason. It's a real shame.
I'm going to say the week of Ha-Ha Clinton Dix celebrity softball game.
Yes.
Next summer.
Okay. Yes. He's got a while.
After they win the Super Bowl.
What happened? What didn't like some guy break his nose in that last game?
Yeah, Clay.
Took a line drive off the stage.
Yeah.
His nose was shattered.
Oh my god. He's not gonna be able to breathe through that bad boy.
Yeah, I guess it was like
he'll get an Owen Wilson look.
I guess it was like completely twisted like the other way.
Oh god. Yeah.
Oh god.
At least he's got great hair though.
Yeah, and he's still got the flow, so he's got that coming out the back of the helmet. Good thing the helmet covers his face.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So you work full time and you still run a good amount, right?
Yeah, decent amount.
So how do you do it? I feel like every time that I try to keep running and working, I'll get in like 2 weeks and I'll be good about it, and then I'll take a week off because I just get too tired and don't want to keep going. So I just sleep in and don't wake up early and do it. Or if I try to do it after work, I just want to take a nap because it's just like I just worked. Even if I sit in my fucking chair all day, I just want to nap.
You want to come home and sit down in your chair?
Yeah, I want to come home and lay on my couch. Well, I want to lay down. Yeah. You know, it's better for me.
No, I'm the same way. I guess it helps when you have Connor here. Connor will text me like 10 at night and ask me if I want to run at 6:15 the next morning.
You're like, no, like, but I will.
I want to run, but I'm always like, that's really early. And I don't know, I guess it helps when you have someone that gets you out the door.
Yeah, that's nice. That's always good. Yeah, I definitely have to wake up and do it by myself, and that's never fun. And then you make coffee and you just sit there and your eyes are like watery because you just finished. You just got inside and you want to cry. Anyway.
Yeah. Running. Yeah, I've been biking a lot too, so.
Good for you.
Hey, that keeps me fit.
Congrats on the bike.
Yeah. Tour de France ended, Trevor. You can let go now.
Did you take off the training wheels yet?
No, they're still on. Yeah. I was going to try and lie, but they're still on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a safety that's a safety measure.
No hemorrhoids yet.
Nice. So
that's good.
Hey.
Keister.
Real MVP. Real MVP. All right, we're going to end the question segment of this interview with the traditional tattoo question. Trevor, if you were to get a tattoo, what would it be? Where would you put it? Grant's face is always an option.
On top of your face, it might make you look a little better.
Where would I put it? You know, Post Malone actually just got two tattoos. I guess you can call it one. It's a combo. It says always tired.
Nice.
Underneath his eyes, right underneath his eyes. I kind of like that look, but I don't know. It might, you know, it would probably be a picture, you know, portrait of you and Charlie, you know, one of your Facebook pictures, something like that, right on my ass.
Ooh, right on it? Not even like right above it, like not like a little tramp stamp, just right on it. I like that.
No. It's got to be a good placement so I can at least show like my entire cheek when I want to show people my tattoo.
I like it. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I approve.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
We got a good game for you here real quick. You're going to like this.
I'm better going to hate it just by the way that you looked at me.
You're going to like it.
This is a good one.
It's a would you rather game, but you don't have to answer the would you rather. You just have to think which one we'd prefer, and we each have opposite sides of each one. So say if it was would you rather stare at your computer all day or read off your phone all day. and I picked read off my phone all day, and Charlie picked stare at my computer all day. That's what you'd have
to do. This is like that wedding game.
Sure.
Like where you raise your shoe?
Sure.
I have no idea.
Trevor, you're completely missing it here. It's would you rather.
It's would you rather.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It is the wedding game.
Yeah.
Did you take us from a wedding, Charlie? All right, we'll talk about it later.
All right, the first one is, okay, it's a would you rather be surrounded by annoying people all day, every day, or always alone?
Always alone, for sure.
Yeah, that was expected. But
well, no.
But you're not supposed to answer it. You're supposed to see which one we picked.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, what you picked for me?
So, no, so what I picked and what Charlie picked, and we each picked the opposite ones.
Grant definitely wants to be around people.
Nice.
Chuck wants to be by himself.
Got it. See, now you got the game. Glad we started with that one.
Oh, yeah, Chuck needs a pizza.
Yes, exactly.
I love pizza. Would you rather be the first person to explore a new planet or invent a drug that cures a deadly disease?
Chuck wants to explore the new planet. Grant wants to cure the disease.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wow. Two for two.
Hell yeah, brother.
Chuck's the engineer, dude. He wants to work for NASA.
Yeah. Big NASA.
My dream job as like a 5-year-old was to be an astronaut, so.
See, I knew that.
Yeah. What a friend.
What a guy.
What's the disease, Grant?
What's the disease? Cancer. You know.
Okay.
Measles.
Okay. That's good. I like that.
Start big. Go big or go home. Hopefully it'll just lower itself down. It'll just end up being like herpes.
That's smallpox.
I was gonna say something along like STD lines. But...
All right, next one. Would you rather have horrible short-term memory or terrible long-term memory?
Did you say horrible short-term memory?
Yeah. So either bad short-term or bad long-term memory.
Yeah.
Bad long term.
Four.
Because if I have really good short term memory, I can keep remembering things, you know, one day after another. So then, you know, eventually I get to where I want to be, so I don't have to remember anything anymore.
You forgot the game.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I know they're compelling questions, and I appreciate that.
Let's see here.
Grant. Yeah, we don't care what you think.
I don't know. I
mean, it's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, I know, but I want to get them all right.
Because
then I know you're the best. Nice. I know you're the best. Grant's long-term, Chuck's short-term.
Is that right?
I said I'd rather have terrible long term.
Yeah, I said short term. I'd prefer to remember things for a long time, not a short time.
I'm short time, not a long time.
Damn it.
That's all right. We got one more.
You tried.
You guys, I'm dumb. Hopefully I don't mess up.
This next one I think you should be able to get. I think.
This one,
it's kinda tough. It's kinda tough though. All right.
Would you rather have an unlimited international first class ticket for your entire life or get free food for the rest of your life?
Chuck's food, Grant's international flights.
Ooh, that was cool.
Nailed it.
I have justification too, because if you can eat on first class flights, so fuck.
Yeah, but
I can just fly around. You eat for free on international, and you drink for free international. And
Grant,
it's first class.
First class is already free.
Well, I mean, it's free with the cost of an expensive ticket. I looked up some of the cost of first class the other day. I was just like, oh, so you know. Here's a $300 flight to San Francisco. What would it cost to fly first class? Like
$10,000.
It's like $10,000. I'm like, what?
First class?
Yeah, it was some ridiculous number. I'm like, really?
What airline?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was probably United or American.
They should bring Trump Airlines back.
I was going to say Trump Airlines.
Just everyone's first class ticket. And then as you land, you just hear the guy go, "You're fired."
You're fired. Every ticket's a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Oh, nice. And they're actually gold-plated, because that's how it would
be. Yeah.
And then the airline goes bankrupt within the first 2 weeks.
bankrupt again.
Well, Trevor, thanks for coming on. This is a lot of fun. We'll definitely have to have you on again sometime.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun. Sorry I messed up the game. I'll be better next time.
Yeah, next time, just remember the rules, all right?
All right, yeah.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
All right, see you, Trevor.
All right, see you guys. Love you guys.
Bye, love you.
Yep.
That was Trevor. That was a lot of fun. Like, we definitely, we could shoot the breeze with Trevor for days.
Hours.
Days and
days.
Well, that's what we used to do all the time. It was great.
Yeah, sit on the couch.
Yeah, we wouldn't do anything else. Yeah, but
that was our life.
Yep, yep.
I once spent a summer with Trevor, and we literally would run in the morning, play Halo until we'd have to do our afternoon run, and then we'd make dinner and go to bed.
Together.
That was a 6-week life.
Together, you guys would go to bed together?
We did all of it together.
Nice. Congrats. So, Charlie, I hear you got some news for us. A little news, huh?
Well, I read an article. Well, I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline of this article.
I read the headline.
Nice. Yeah.
That's reading the news.
Pretty in-depth research here. And it said that millennials or people like in our rough age demographic aren't buying houses anymore because they can't afford it. Because they spend all their money on going to extravagant bachelor and bachelorette parties.
So what are we going to do?
I mean, it's going to be together.
Oh, yeah.
Combined.
Combined bachelor party.
Yeah.
Let's stay away from Vegas. It's too overplayed.
Alaska.
Oh, like bear hunting in Alaska?
Like, let's go to Alaska during the summer.
Do
some ice climbing.
Ooh. Fuck it. Let's just climb Everest.
That's too original. Gotta climb Y2K.
Yeah, so...
Not Y2K, K2, sorry, K2.
Yeah,
K2.
At least one of us dies. That'll be, you know, one of you has to die in order for it to be real.
And that person will be the best man for both our weddings.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we'll decide.
That'd be great, yeah. The only person to live... Or we just get to watch them, and then we watch all of everyone else from our bachelor party just climb the mountain. it's just a rate of attrition, and just see who makes it, who comes out alive.
Darwinism.
Or we could just, you know, do a little Napa Valley trip, take a private jet out to Napa.
I think we won. I think you found it.
Hey, did you get my letter?
No, I checked the mail today. It hasn't come yet.
Oh, all right. Well, we can talk about it next time.
Okay. But yeah, so if you want to go to Napa Valley and Grant and I get married in like 6-7 years, becoming friends, really good friends with us.
Yeah. We could do cave, like the cave diving stuff that they do like in those big cliffs and around the, you know, like the cliffs that have those like big blue holes in the south in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We could do those. Okay, so we'll have this private jet anyway, so we might as well just fly around a little bit. We can go to Napa.
I was going to say the same thing. We'll be filthy rich. So we'll just fly a 4-day bachelor party in those big hip-hop, hippity-hop, and we'll go around different places.
A skip, hop, and a jump, and we can go to Medellin.
Medellin?
Yeah, we can.
Medellin, Colombia.
What else? Man, there's so many good options. That's the thing, you know. Like, the world's such a large place. I'm looking at a map right now.
We'll go on a quick safari. Go on a quick safari.
Just a quick one, yeah.
That's a very guy thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just going on a safari trip.
A little surfing. We can do some surfing, too. That'd be fun.
Ooh, surfing off the Cape in South Africa.
Yeah. That's pretty.
With the sharks.
I say, that's pretty sketchy. There's a lot of sharks around there. I like it. I'm a fan. Let's do it.
Put it on the books.
Yeah, you can find pencil us in for 6 or 7 years from now. NetJets.
Keyword.
NetJets, we're kind of looking for a sponsor for this, so if you guys want to.
Or Wheels Up, either one.
Wheels Up, NetJets, whoever wants to send us a jet in 6-7 years, start investing now. It's going to be huge.
Yep.
Going to be huge. Should we close out with some quotes here?
Well, let's end this thing.
All right, what do you got?
I will always love you. By Whitney Houston.
Oh, I love it. That's beautiful. Thank you.
R.I.P. Whitney.
I love you too.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right. Here's a good one. A little, you're going to like it.
Okay.
If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. Yogi Berra.
I love that one. Love just going places.
Like
just go places.
All Yogi Berra quotes are great. I could just read those nonstop, but...
Some. philosophizer.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the 22nd episode. Tune in next week. We'll have another great show planned out for you guys.
Deuces.
Bye.